지. 지혜자
샤발 기혜자.
Michael, I can't hear myself on my own mic, so let's fix that. It's on. Hello? I think I can now. Okay. Alright, kids, can you hear yourselves on the radio? Let's maybe turn up the volume a little bit and try our cheer again. We say jieja, sawal kieja at the beginning of every show, okay? Ready? With me? Jieja, sawal kieja! Awesome! Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. Having a little problem with my mics today, but hope that hasn't stopped you from enjoying our show. First of all, a big, big, big Happy New Year. Kids, can you say it with me? Let's wish our listeners today. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year to all our listeners. It's yet another year of the Safari Quiz Show. I'm very excited to be here today, as I always am. It's our first show of the year. We're approaching 100 shows. Actually, I haven't been keeping count. I'll let you know next week what show we are exactly. Before we start, first of all, please do like us on Facebook. Safari Quiz Show is our page. Safari Quiz Show is our page. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Our call-in number for the show, for those of you who are listening for the first time, we have special listener questions that you can call in and attempt to win prizes. Our call-in number for the show is 510-770-1550. Also, we have something called a musical showcase. Again, for those of you who are listening for the first time, we would love to have performances by your kids featured on the show. It can be an absolute amateur performance. The idea is to propagate music learning among kids. I happen to think it's a very important part of life, whether they like to sing or play an instrument, whether they like to learn something Indian, learn something Western, learn something exotic. Every kind of music education fires up certain brain cells that are so important for brain development and learning. And most of all, music is something that helps us when we are depressed. It helps to cheer us up. It helps to keep us calm. It gives us joy. It gives us pleasure. So we think music is so important that we try to feature young musicians on our show. There are a few ways you can do that. First of all, you can send us a recording of your child playing music. As I said, we've had absolute beginners on the show and we've had absolute professionals on the show as well. And we take the entire gamut and we play it on the show. So you can send us a recording. It can be a complete home recording. We don't require the audio to be super professional. You can also, many of you, I know as parents, have put up your child's performance on YouTube. You can send us a YouTube link. We will extract the music from that. So that will also work. It works perfectly. And the third way we can do it is have your child come on the show and actually participate here. No, I mean, not on the as a contestant, but come and play on the show live. We've had some people do that in the past. What we'd like you to do is just let us know ahead of time that this is a Saturday that works for you. You know, we are here every Saturday, 11 to 12. If you let us know, hey, Saturday on this month, this day works for us, and we'd like to come on the show and play something live on the show, we would love it. We would love it. So just write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com and let us know that your child wants to play a musical instrument or sing on the show, and we would love to have them come and participate. It's a great experience for them to be in the studio and understand how radio works, because we are a live show. And let me tell you that I'll make them as comfortable as they possibly can be, and none of our kids have any nervousness or any kind of issues when they come here. They're all having a lot of fun. In fact, our first timers who are participating here on the quiz show itself, they come here nervous and they leave absolutely exhilarated and happy. So again, if you want to participate on the show, whether it is part of the musical showcase or whether it is just to be a member of the quiz participants, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's also the place to write to us if you have any feedback for us or if you have any category ideas for us. I've been doing this for nearly 2 years now. And think of that. It's 52 weeks a year, 3 categories every week. My brain is also getting tired. So if you have some ideas about categories that would work and that the kids would enjoy and that you'd like to see and you'd like to play along on along with the radio, please write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, it's time to meet our kids. But before we do that, I want to mention the rules again, because we have 2 new contestants this time. So here's how we do it. We have 3 categories. There are different categories. The categories are given to the kids a couple of days ahead of the show so that they have some time to practice their skills if they need to. Mostly it's general knowledge, so it's something that the kids really don't need to practice, but they do get that. Each category has 10 questions. Each question carries 10 points if for a correct answer for the first time. And if the question comes as a past question, then it carries 5 points. All wrong answers carry minus 5. The first person who buzzes has to answer, cannot choose not to answer. But after that, everybody else to whom the question passes can choose to say pass, and they don't get penalized for it. The passing happens in an anti-clockwise direction. So per question, only one buzzer. After that person has answered, or if they have not got the answer right, question passes in an anti-clockwise direction. Got it, kids? Okay, let's meet our first contestant for today, Arush. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Arush has listened to the show once before. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he sort of knows how things go. But Arush, we want to learn a little bit about you. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm in fourth grade. I go to James Madison Elementary School.
Which is where?
It's in San Lorenzo, I think, at Juniper Street.
Okay, so where do you live?
I live in 597 Yasmin Way.
Oh, I mean in San Leandro? Yeah, San Lorenzo.
San Leandro.
San Leandro. Okay. Arush lives in San Leandro and is a fourth grader?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So tell me a little bit about you, Arush. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to play Legos, build stuff in it, and I like to make creative stuff out of it.
Awesome. Are you into robotics or just the creative fun part of it?
Well, I'm not really into robotics. I just like to I like to build stuff and test it out or stuff.
Cool. What kind of things do you build?
Like, I build cars and I also build dragons and stuff.
Awesome. I know kids love Lego and it's a wonderful way to unleash their creativity. Did you watch the Lego movie?
Yeah.
Wasn't it awesome?
Mm-hmm.
I watched it twice. It was so good. Awesome, Arush. Welcome to the show. It's great to have you here. Our next contestant is Anjali. Welcome to the show, Anjali.
Thank you.
Anjali is also new to the show, right?
Yeah.
And Anjali, have you listened to the show before?
Not this show.
Not this show. So now today is going to be a brand new experience for her. But I bet when she goes back, she's going to say, I'm going to listen because I think I can do this, right? So Anjali, tell me a little bit about yourself. And lean into the mic so we can all hear.
I'm also in fourth grade. I go to Hoover Elementary School, which is in Palo Alto. I also live in Palo Alto.
Okay, awesome. And what do you do for fun?
I like singing and playing board games.
Awesome. What do you sing?
Pretty much any Hindi song.
Hindi songs. Great. I'm wondering if we can tempt her to maybe when she's in a good mood. Yeah, we'll do that. So, Anjali, how did you hear about the show?
My friend's mom works here, I think. So, she told my mom about the show.
Okay.
And my mom... let me go.
Awesome. Are you a little nervous?
Yeah.
A little bit. Yes. First timers always are. And believe me, by the end of the first category, you'll have forgotten all your nervousness. Our third contestant is a returning contestant. Welcome back, Aditya.
Hello, my name is Aditya and I go to Forest Park, which is in Fremont. And for hobbies, I like to play sports such as basketball.
What did you do for the holidays, Aditya?
I just hang out at the home.
Yeah, hung out at home. Do you have relatives visiting?
No.
No, just played with your friends. Forest Park, I happen to know because I used to live very close by, is a great community with kids just coming out on the street and playing in the park, right? So you always have company. So that's awesome. Aditya, welcome back to the show. He's a little bit of a, he has a little bit of an experience, but we did a little practice before the show so everybody could get caught up on how things work. We'll do a quick buzzer check and then we'll get started. Arush, may I have your buzzer? Then Anjali. Then Aditya. Today is the battle of the A's. Okay, are you guys ready? Our first category is odd one out. We've never done this category before. So I know it's a little bit tricky. The reason being that I tried it out with my daughter, which is how I usually test the show. And some of these questions have multiple correct answers. All I want is an explanation that makes sense. Okay, so you may not say the odd one out that I've picked, but if your explanation has reason and logic behind it, I will give you the points. Deal? Okay. So the first one. So every time in this category, I'll give you four things and you have to pick the odd one out. Is everybody clear with the concept of odd one out? Basically, yes. What doesn't belong, right? Okay, let's try. Our first question. Shoe, sandal, glove, boot.
Glove.
Because?
Because you wear it on your hand, not on your feet.
Awesome. That is correct. 10 points to Aditya. Now everybody got it? How it works? Okay. Question number two. Chair, seat, table, sofa.
Table.
Table because?
Because you sit on a sofa in a chair and a seat, but a table you don't sit on.
Awesome. Good job. I love the explanations. Question number three. Rice, pork, chicken, beef.
Rice, because it's not any type of meat.
Okay, 10 points. Just sailing through this. Now let's see if this is a little googly. Question number four. Bear, lion, giraffe, crocodile.
Giraffe, because all the other ones, they eat other animals, but giraffes just eat...
like leaves. So giraffe is a vegetarian.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you 5 points. It's okay, but not the best. And I'm going to give the next person a chance to improve on that. Aditya, bear, lion, giraffe, crocodile. What do you think is the odd one out?
Pass.
Pass. Do you want to take a shot at it?
Okay, I think...
This is Arush.
I'd say...
You have to give me an explanation, remember. Bear, lion, giraffe, crocodile.
I think
you don't have to buzz.
A crocodile lives in the water.
Okay, so he gets 5 points. A crocodile indeed was the correct answer because it's a reptile. The others are mammals. Question number five. But hey, you know what? Giraffe was, she gave me a reasonable explanation and I'll take it. Question number five. Panda, penguin, zebra, emu.
Emu.
Because?
Because it doesn't have the colors black and white on its skin.
Very good. That is correct. That was Aditya. Good job. Question number six. Doc, sleepy, dopey, crazy.
Doc, because it isn't like an adjective to describe you when you're sleepy.
It's not an adjective. You know what? 5 points. It's not the correct answer, but it's a good explanation. Question passes to Arush.
Pass.
And Anjali?
Pass.
Pass. The answer is crazy. The other three are three of Snow White's seven dwarfs.
Oh, yeah.
Dog, sleepy, and dopey. Crazy is not one of Snow White's seven dwarfs. Though I think they should have had one.
Yeah,
right? Okay, this one also will have multiple answers. So let's see how you can do this. Actually, no. Let me change it so that there is only one answer. King, two, prince, ace. King, two.
Two, because it doesn't get represented by a letter.
No, that is not correct. Interesting, creative, but not correct. Arush, king, two, prince, ace.
Pass.
And Anjali, you want to give it a shot?
I think it's prince, because prince is not a playing card.
Very good. That is indeed the correct answer. Did I take 5 points from you already? No. Okay, so that is my 5 points. Okay, great. Yes, indeed. Prince is not a playing card. Question number eight. Bicycle, car, motorcycle, truck.
I think the answer is bicycle, because it doesn't run on gas.
Well, I'll accept it. It's not an, it doesn't have an engine. Yes, here you go. Bicycle is indeed the right answer. Very good. Ready for the next one? This one has five. Okay. Uncle, nephew, aunt, son, brother.
Aunt, because it's not a girl.
She's a girl. Because yeah. Like, yes,
because
10 points. The rest are not girls. Very good. And last question. This one also had multiple answers, but we'll see. Tooth, mice, pants, scissors. Tooth, mice, pants, scissors. Tricky, yeah, Anjali?
I think scissors is the one that doesn't match because you can, like, chip your tooth and you can cut pants.
Okay. What do you do with mice?
You can cut mice.
No, not correct. Minus five. Question passes to... That's very creative, though. Question passes to Aditya.
I think it's tooth because it's not plural.
Yes, you are right. Tooth is the only singular there. Very good. For some weird reason, we call pants plural even though we're talking about one, right? It's a plural, though. All right. Two legs, yes. So now we're done. Kids, this is not your turn anymore. We're going to go to our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And we're in the category odd one out. Here's our listener question. Find the odd one out among these. Sing, talk, scream, whistle. Sing, talk, scream, whistle. Our kids in the studio think they know the answer, but let's try our callers. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your name?
My name is Mahek, and I think the answer is whistle.
Because?
Because it's the only one you can sing with.
You can do what?
Whistle, because like you're using your mouth.
Well, you use your mouth for all of them. What's your name?
Mahek.
Welcome to the show. All right, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ria, and I think the answer is whistle because for the rest, you have to actually use your, you have to actually talk in some way, but for whistle, you don't have to use your voice at all.
And who's this again?
Ria.
Ria. Thank you, Ria. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is whistle.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Juhi, and I think the answer is whistle, because in all the other ones, you have to use your throat, but for whistling, you have to use your lips.
Thank you, Juhi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Damanjeet, and I think the answer is whistle, because you use an instrument to make the noise, now with your mouth.
Okay. Thank you, Damanjeet. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Asha, and the answer is whistle. Because you can't not speak in a whistle.
Okay, thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Han Naman, and I think the answer is whistle because you use instruments to play things.
Thank you, Han Naman. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yeah.
Is it Anush?
It's your turn. It's Ayush. No. Ayush who?
Anush. Yeah.
Okay, Anush, what's your answer?
I think the answer is whistle, because when you, somebody can understand you, but when you whistle, nobody can.
That's a good explanation. Thank you, Anush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Sinchana. And can you repeat the four things?
Sing, talk, scream, whistle.
I think the answer is stink because you don't make no you don't make
sing sing
any
not
sound
stink sing. Sing
sing
yeah sing talk scream whistle.
I think it's sing because you in the rest you're opening your mouth to say something.
And sing, you don't?
What?
Okay, well, let's move on to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Dhruv, and I think the answer is scream, because when you're singing, I think the answer is scream, because when you're singing, you need to talk and whistle.
Thank you, Dhruv. And that was the last caller for our first listener question. This time the winner will be picked by Aditya. And when we're going to take a break, when we come back, we'll see who won our first listener question. We'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with Vidya. Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Quiz show.
Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.
Much better, but we can do better next time. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya, here with Arush, Anjali and Aditya, the three A's. And they have been competing in our first category, which was odd one out. Our last question in that one for the listeners was, find the odd one out among sing, talk, scream, whistle. And most of you got the answer right. It is indeed whistle, because for whistle, we don't use our voice. We can whistle without using voice. We just need to blow air. So, from all the correct answers, Aditya has picked the winner this time. Aditya, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner is Ashna.
Ashna, all right. Ashna, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. We still, there was one parent who wondered if his daughter had won last time. I just want to mention that we haven't received the recording yet of the last week's show. As soon as I get that, I'm going to listen and answer your question. But Ashna, write to us today itself. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line of the email, say listener question 1, January 3rd, 2015. And that way Miss Anu knows exactly which prize you won. And of course, in the body of the email, don't forget to mention the question and the answer. Okay, now let's look at the scores in the studio. Arush, how many points do you have?
15.
Anjali?
15.
And Anjali, maybe you need to pull the mic down a little bit so it's closer to your mouth. Great. And Aditya?
45.
Aditya is the one to beat, but we still have two more categories, 20 more questions. This is still anybody's game. So we'll do a quick buzzer check, and after that, we'll get started with our second round. Arush, Anjali, and Aditya. I love saying it. It's so alliterative. Okay. Our next category is sports anagrams. Sports anagrams. Each one has a paper and pen, but some of them are really short, so it's not going to be too difficult. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you the word for which you have to make an anagram, and I'm going to give you the clue. So you can choose to wait for the clue, or you can buzz right away and put them in. Yes, you have a question, Aditya.
Could you spell it just in case?
I will spell it if it's a very complicated one. Yes, I will spell it if everybody's like wondering what. I will spell it. Okay, first one. Stab. You use them in cricket. Stab. You use them in the game of cricket. Stab. S-T-A-B. Stab.
Is it bats?
Bats, of course. That was easy. It took way longer than I expected. Here you go, 10 points. Question number 2. Veers. V-E-E-R-S. Veers. How you get the ball across the net in tennis. Veers. V-E-E-R-S. What you...
You serve.
Serve. Good job. 10 points again to Anjali. She's catching up, Aditya. Question number 3. Castle. C-A-S. T-L-E, castle, kind of shoes you wear for soccer.
Cleats.
Cleats, well done. 10 points to Aditya. Question number 4. Impure, I-M-P-U-R-E. Another name for referee. Impure.
Empire.
What is that?
Umpire.
Umpire. Okay, I'll let that slide. 10 points to Aditya. Question number 5. Kiss.
Skis.
Skis. You didn't even need me to give the clue. Skis. I was going to say you wear them to go down in the snow. Question number 6. Hoots. Hoots. How you... Okay, go for it. No, you can answer. Minus 5. Okay, question is now... Since I didn't finish the question is now open for buzzer, Arush. And Aditya, only for you two, okay? Hoots. How you score in basketball?
Shoot.
Shoot. Yep, 10 points.